This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2009 in Orlando, Florida. I'm with Kevin Brower in the Trace engine booth here at NBAA. And Kevin, I guess the best way to describe this engine is a big honking V8 with a whole bunch of horsepower, inspired by a GMC truck engine. But it is not an adaptation, of that engine. It's actually a new purpose-built aircraft engine. Tell us a little bit about the engine itself and its certification status.
Okay. Well, certainly it's 100% certified. It's type certified for the design. We're also production certified by the FAA for producing this engine. It is a big block aluminum engine. It's 495 cubic inches, mechanical fuel injection, as well as turbocharged. It's 600 horsepower takeoff, 500 continuous. It has an operational ceiling of 20,000 feet, critical ceiling at 25,000 feet. And as I mentioned, we're fully certified and we're bringing this engine into market.
Now, looking at your chart here, it looks like the fuel specifics are in the mid-fours.
Yes, at economy cruise, you're about 0.44, 0.45 for economy. Also, at takeoff, you're as high as 0.7. And then You'll adjust your mixture accordingly to the power setting that you're at.
This project began life a while ago as the Thunder engine, and then it became the Arenda engine. You acquired it from Arenda, and I assume have done additional development work on it?
Actually, the engine was already certified under the Arenda engine in Canada. We bought that certification and brought the design down to Texas. The only real changes to the design that we've done at this time are to help accommodate the supply chain that we have to establish so that we can produce the engine. We are actually working on a couple other configurations of this engine, one for high altitude flight, and also possibly a naturally aspirated version for more of your warbird replica type of platforms, as well as we're thinking about possibly doing a higher horsepower configuration for down the road. Currently, this engine is certified. It's what we're initially coming to market with.
This engine appears not to rely on the automotive parts chain for its bits and pieces. You're manufacturing everything or plan to manufacture everything?
That's correct, Paul. We're using our own supply chain. We cast our own blocks, heads. We have our own crankshafts forged, cams, connecting rods, pistons, all of that. We're working with a number of aviation suppliers. It is all in the aviation supply chain to be able to produce this engine.
Let's talk about some of the applications. You're working on STCs. You have some STCs. What do you see as the primary market?
Yes, currently we are STC'd in the air tractor, in the AT-401, as well as in the single-engine Otter. We are working on STC programs in the Beaver as well as the C90 King Air. You know, ideally, those are great ways for us to get the engine into market and get people familiar with it. And we'd like to begin working with OEMs to have this be a primary engine platform in their airframes.
What do you see as the big benefit of the engine over for an airplane that already has or has been certified with a turbine engine?
One of the significant advantages to this engine is going to be cost savings. We're looking at half the price to take care of one of these engines as compared to a turbine as far as buying the initial upfront capital. Also, your overhaul expense is going to be less. It's also going to use less fuel, which is going to increase the range of your aircraft as well.
And what kind of response have you had here at the show?
It's been a very positive response. A lot of people have been following this project for a number of years, from Thunder through Arenda and up till now. I see a lot of people very excited about a new piston-driven airplane engine on the market. You know, there really hasn't been a whole lot of development. It's air-cooled engines have been around a long time. It's a tried-and-true technology. But, it's the new millennium now, and it's time to step up. We've got a liquid-cooled engine here, which, you don't have to worry about thermal shock, and it's much tighter tolerances, and we feel it's time to bring this to market.
And how can subscribers find out more about Trace?
Well, certainly traceengines.com is a good place to start. Also, we're available. They give us a call. It's 432-618-7223. Just about anybody who's associated with the company can help you out. We're not a huge shop right now, so everybody wears a lot of hats, and we all work together real well. So, it's just a matter of get a hold of us, and we'll be more than happy to work with you.
Okay, thanks very much, Kevin.
Hey, thank you, Paul.
We've been speaking with Kevin Brower of Trace Engines at NBAA 2009 in Orlando, Florida. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.